Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It was really a surprise to many people Friday night when President Obama weighed in publicly on the Ground Zero Mosque. After all, this was not a political headache he needed or that he was required to take a position on. I was speaking with some political analysts on Friday around dinner time who said when he speaks at the Ramadan event at the White House Friday night, they were predicting that he wouldn't really address it directly, but he did. So here is the president at the annual Ramadan celebration at the White House Friday night. President Bush, by the way, always held these too, but President Obama used the occasion to say this.
As a citizen and as president, I believe that Muslims have the right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country. And that includes the right to build a place of worship and a community center on private property in Lower Manhattan, in accordance with local laws and ordinances.
So that was Friday night. But then the president confused a lot of people by saying more about the issue on Saturday and seeming to backpedal.
I was not commenting, and I will not comment on the wisdom of making a decision to put a mosque there. I was commenting very specifically on the right that people have that dates back to our founding. That's what our country is about.
So what does the president's position amount to, those two statements taken together? What are the politics, as well as the right and wrong of it? Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler represents the district in Congress. He joins us now. Hi, Congressman. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning.
First, what's your own position as an elected official from the area?
Well, my own position is as follows. Number one, government has no business taking a position one way or the other over where a mosque or a church or a synagogue should be. It's the right of any people to put up a mosque or a synagogue or a church on private property as long as it adheres to the zoning and so forth, and there's no question that it does here. So government should have no business commenting on it or trying to stop it, and government officials should have no role in trying to influence that decision and certainly not to pressure the imam to locate it there or not to locate it there.
To pressure the imam. So
we should not do that.
And what about the second half of what the president said, what he said on Saturday when he said he didn't want to take a position and would not take a position on the wisdom of making a decision to put a mosque there? Was that a backpedal that left you confused?
Well, I don't know that it was a backpedal. I think it's entirely right. The president should not, the government should not take a position on whether it's the right thing to do there or not. That's up to the people who want to do it. That's up to the imam and the other people who want to establish a community center there. That's their decision. It's not government's to influence one way or the other.
Do you want to take a position on the wisdom of locating a mosque there and cultural center there,
considering the
sensitivities?
Well, I'll say the following. Again, as a government official, I'm not going to try to influence the imam and say that, let me step back. There are tremendous sensitivities here. And I certainly understand the sensitivities of the people who lost loved ones there, and their strong feelings. Having said that, those feelings cannot control the constitutional right of the people to establish a mosque or community center there if they wish. And it is not the role of government or government officials to try to push the imam not to do that. If the imam and the people around him want to change their mind, that's their business.
Let me
understand the sensitivities, but those sensitivities cannot trump the constitutional right of the of people to establish a mosque or a church or a synagogue there if they wish.
And listeners, let's keep having this conversation. We'll take calls from people on various sides of the issue, including maybe people who did lose loved ones on 9/11/2001.
Right.
You just heard Congressman Nadler say that no matter what the opinions are of that group of people, that shouldn't control the decision, but I think people who lost folks on 9/11 are among those who are divided. But anyone, may call in. Let me just get the phone number out, Congressman. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You can imagine this was our most commented on segment from last week's programs, and people have strong feelings about this. Let's keep having this conversation. 212-433-9692, or start a new thread going on today's show page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Congressman, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'd like to add one thing, too. I think there's a fundamental misplacing here of some of these feelings, and that is that people have a feeling that we were attacked, that their loved ones were killed, and obviously they were, but it was by Al-Qaeda. It wasn't by Americans who happened to be of the Muslim faith. And to say that people of the Muslim faith shouldn't establish their place of worship in the area because Al-Qaeda attacked the United States is, I think, a mistake and a misplacing of feelings. It's sort of akin survivors of Pearl Harbor who may have objected to Japanese American citizens living nearby or establishing a place of worship thereby. That would be wrong.
Let me play a clip, however, of Republican Congressman Peter King from Long Island after the president spoke, who I think sees that differently.
Muslims have, as everyone else does, the right to practice their religion, and they have the right to construct a mosque at Ground Zero if they wish. What I'm saying, though, is that they should listen to public opinion. They should listen to the deep wounds and anguish that this is causing for so many good people. And if the imam and the Muslim leadership in that community is so intent on building bridges, then they should voluntarily move the mosque away from Ground Zero.
Congressman Nadler, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I disagree. First of all, Peter, as I am, as a government official, and neither of us should be trying to pressure the imam on that decision, number one, because it's an exercise of official power in one way, and that's wrong. But second of all, the imam and his people have a decision to make. And the decision isn't only whether to be sensitive to the feelings. Those are very raw feelings, and we understand that. But he may very well feel, hey, we had nothing to do with that, and these feelings against us are frankly prejudicial because they're identifying us with, that is, us American Muslims, with Al-Qaeda. We're not Al-Qaeda. We had nothing to do with that. And they may feel that those feelings are being directed in the wrong direction, and they have every right to feel that way.
Let me understand the first part of what you just said, that Congressman King and others who share his views, who are elected officials, who are in the government, shouldn't even be speaking out in the way that he did because it becomes an official act of the government pressuring a religious community. Do you go that far?
I wouldn't go that far, but I think you have to be very careful that public officials pressuring religious groups there is a sensitivity there too, yes, because they can feel that real pressure.
The First Amendment, which includes the freedom to worship, also includes the freedom of speech.
Absolutely, but it doesn't mean that you have to say everything you want to say. There's no question. Look, when Newt Gingrich, who is not a government official, obviously, but plenty of other people who are government officials, were saying we shouldn't build mosques in the United States at all. Until Saudi Arabia permits churches and synagogues, that's clearly wrong. We should not lower ourselves to the tyrannical standards of Saudi Arabia. Peter, I don't deny Peter's right to say what he did, obviously, or what he continues to say. But you have to have some sensitivity about the pressure there has to be sensitivity on all sides here. You are pressuring, and you're intending to pressure the people who have every right to establish that mosque there if they wish.
Martin in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Martin, thank you for calling.
Yes, I worked in the World Trade Center disaster and with the families following the collapse of the building. I should like to say that there were dozens of families who were Muslim, and it was clear that there were many Muslims that were killed in the World Trade Center. That should be known to people.
How does that affect, in your opinion, the issue of locating this mosque and cultural center there?
Well, we're not against Muslims. The president at the time, Mr. Bush, talked about a crusade. And crusade means carrying the cross to other countries. Or in Arabic, it means jihad.
Well, he meant it in a different way, and he later apologized for using that word because it could be misinterpreted.
That's right. But it's not us against them. It's us against the criminals.
Martin, thank you very much. Alex in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Alex.
Hello. Yeah, I keep hearing from your guest the word sensitivity, that we need to be sensitive, claiming sensitivity to the people who suffered and who died. But in the next words, in the next sentence, he says, well, we need to be sensitive, but we need to keep going on with this. What good is being sensitive if it's not going to actually change anything? He wants Peter King to be sensitive and not say stuff, actually do things, you know, not say stuff, but he doesn't want the leader of the mosque to be sensitive and, you know, not build there.
Congressman, hang on one sec. Alex, what do you want?
I would like no government. I would not want the government to ban the mosque, because that is wrong. But I would like this imam, if he is really interested in understanding and working together with the community, to voluntarily move it somewhere else. And I can say this because my brother is Muslim. My brother is a Muslim convert, and I know that these things can be done and can be successfully done. But I just think that, like, this is poking someone in the eye.
Congressman.
Well, first of all, it's not so easy to move things, go find real estate downtown. But that aside, yes, we should be sensitive, but as I said, the sensitivity cannot be totally controlling. It's up to the imam and the people around him, the people who want to establish a mosque, to decide what they want to do. We shouldn't pressure them, the government, that is, shouldn't pressure them, but they have to make that decision. I also said that the sensitivity to the mosque is somewhat misplaced, because it wasn't Americans of the Muslim persuasion who attacked us. And the mosque being there should be no more offensive than a synagogue or a church being in the neighborhood. Now, in addition to which, I'll say, in terms of sensitivity, I'd be much more impressed with the sincerity of some of the people in Congress and others who are talking about the sensitivity and understanding the trauma that people went through, if they would be supporting instead of opposing the legislation that Carolyn Maloney and I have been pushing for the last 7 or 8 years, to give health care benefits and screening and compensation to the 9/11 survivors and to the first responders who ran into those buildings and have lost their health as a result.
Alex, are you still there? Would you be willing to go on with another caller?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hang on one second. Debbie, can you put line 9 up in addition to line 3? Steve in Brooklyn. Steve, you're also on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead.
So my brother is a 9/11 survivor. He was evacuated unhurt after the second tower was hit. And I want to talk about Islamophobia here, the idea that the downtown area should be open to churches and synagogues, but should somehow be a mosque-free zone if it's close to the World Trade Center site, strikes me as offensive. And the way that this imam, who is a bridge builder and a peace seeker, has been attacked and has been smeared as an extremist reminds me very much of the way that Debbie Amontasser of the Khalil Gibran International Academy, who is a bridge builder and a peacemaker, was attacked and smeared.
When you say Islamophobia, you heard Alex before saying if the imam is going to be sensitive to the feelings of a lot of people, and even Governor Patterson last week when he suggested that they try to come up with another site nearby but not as nearby, he said it's not just about the right and wrong and the constitutionality. It's also about the actual feelings of human beings. So is that Islamophobia in your opinion, Steve?
Ultimately, I think it is. I think it's that asking an imam to, you know, remove his community from a place where a church or a synagogue or a Buddhist temple would be perfectly acceptable is ultimately singling out Muslims for special negative treatment.
Alex, do you want to talk to Steve?
Well, yeah, first of all, Muhammad Atta wasn't Christian. He wasn't Jewish. You can't, there is a connection between Islam and what happened on 9/11. Not between this specific imam or between the Muslims and the petitioners who will go to this mosque, but you can't just simply say, oh, we're going to treat everybody as if, you know, as if Joe Johnson of the First Pentecostal Church did this. he didn't.
Let me jump in here. That's person. That's exactly the problem. That is exactly the problem. Muhammad Atta may in fact have been Muslim, and obviously was, and may have been motivated by his understanding, his distorted understanding perhaps of the Muslim faith. But Muhammad Atta is not connected with Americans who are Muslim. And that is exactly the same as saying.
Whoa, one at a time. Alex, hang on 1 second. Congressman Adler, finish your thought.
That is exactly the same as saying that Japanese American citizens of Japanese descent should not have been permitted to live near Pearl Harbor. Mm.
That's not true at all. That's not accurate at all, what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you're saying there's no connection between this and Muhammad Atta. What I'm saying is that you don't know that because you don't know where this money for this guy is coming from. And if you can't tell me where the money for this guy is coming from, how can you tell me that there is no connection?
Well, yeah, first,
especially the spheres that I was talking about, Alex just did it right there.
What's that, Steve?
That's precisely the kind of smear that I was talking about earlier.
Why is that? He asked the question. Why is the question a smear?
Because I feel that Alex is flinging innuendo around about who's behind this imam when it's clear on the face of it that this man and his organization are peacemakers and bridge builders.
And I'll say I will say a little differently. I don't know that much about this imam. I've heard all sorts of good things about him. I've heard some people say bad things about him. That's not the point. He does not need testimony to his bona fides to have the right to build a mosque where he does. We don't ask for the bona fides or the opinions of ministers who want to build churches. And you can't establish any different standards for Americans who want to build a church or a synagogue or a mosque. Because Muhammad Atta was Muslim does not mean that an American who is Muslim has any less rights.
Steve and Alex, I thank both of you very much for calling in. We have a few minutes left with Congressman Gerald Nadler, Democrat from Manhattan and Brooklyn, whose district includes the World Trade Center area in Lower Manhattan, as we talk about the president's remarks and other people's remarks. The request to investigate the funding, some people wanted Attorney General of New York State Andrew Cuomo to use that office to investigate the funding of this cultural center, I guess to make sure, and that would probably be Alex's concern, to make sure that it isn't going to be funded by some more radical groups who may then get their hooks into it, or even funded in part by radical groups who may get their hooks into it and use it as a, I don't know, some opponents are calling it a victory shrine, use it that way. Right next to the World Trade Center or a few blocks away. Is that investigation a reasonable request for the use of government?
No, that would be wholly improper. Government can investigate someone's source of funding only if there's reasonable cause to believe, some cause to believe that it is in some way illegal. And that there's something, to investigate. To investigate whether funding is coming from people we like or whose opinions we like, or to investigate just because someone says who knows, is improper, totally improper. Now, people have said, and it may be true, that the mosque on 96th Street was financed by Wahhabi people from Saudi Arabia whose opinions are obnoxious. That may very well be true. And I don't know. But the point is, it's not illegal. And government has no business investigating people's opinions or whether funding is coming from people whose opinions we don't like. Government can investigate only where there's some grounds for belief that something illegal is going on.
Eric in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Listen, I just wanted to clarify one major thing, okay? Now, I know the zoning and rules for different religions. I mean, is this, people keep calling this a mosque. Now, my understanding is it's a community center with a prayer area mm-hmm. in it. Now, if a hospital has a Christian chapel in it, that doesn't make it a church, right?
That's correct.
So
no, that's a really legitimate question. And Congressman, do you know the precise answer? I mean, if what the developers of this are doing, the founders of this want it to be, is modeled after the JCC in Upper Manhattan on mm-hmm. the West Side, Upper West Side, which is not a synagogue, it's a Jewish community center, or the 92nd Street Y on the Upper East Side, which similarly is a cultural center. I don't know if there's a prayer space in either of those locations, but they're not synagogues. They're not temples. Then is it proper for all of us to keep calling this the Ground Zero Mosque as opposed to community center?
Well, I agree with that. It probably isn't accurate, apparently, although I don't know that we've seen the actual plans or detailed plans or if there are detailed plans. But they're basically saying it will be a community center with a prayer space in it, like the 92nd Street Y. But it doesn't make a difference, frankly. It doesn't matter. They're entitled to build it as a matter of right and law, whichever way it is. There is, by the way, the Pentagon is also hallowed ground. It was attacked, and there's a mosque in the Pentagon for service members of Muslim faith to pray in, and no one objects to that. But of course, it is also true, as one of your callers said before, that there were Muslims who were killed at the World Trade Center. There were Muslims who were among the first responders who ran in to rescue people. It is entirely wrong to single out Americans of Muslim faith and say they can't build what anybody else could build.
Well, this conversation continues, and listeners, you can continue to have it on our webpage. You'll see our Center of Controversy page right there at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show as this conversation will continue in and out of government, obviously. Gerald Nadler, Democratic congressman who represents parts of Manhattan, parts of Brooklyn, including the World Trade Center area. Thank you so much for coming on this.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Later in the hour, by the way, we will speak to a young Muslim comedian, stand-up comic, and young Muslim American filmmaker who are doing their second Ramadan tour that they call 30 Mosques in 30 Days, because the holiday is a month long. And they visited Imam Faisal's Lower Manhattan Mosque as part of that tour. That's coming up later in the hour. But first, what should they call the Nets when they move to Brooklyn? And will the owners keep the promise to put Brooklyn in the name? Stay with us.